Hello and welcome to Joe's Double Golden Hour, live on Bromley Radio, bringing Bromley together. Now for the next 120 minutes, or 2 hours as some people like to say, you will be presented by a very modest 28-year-old man, which happens to be me, Joseph. And I play nothing but the greatest bits of music of all time ever. So that's bits of music from the 50s. Never felt like this until I kissed ya. 60s. '70s, and '80s. And what is going to happen now is we're going to have 10 bits of music in a row. The first 3 bits of music will be from a music artist of the day, which you will find out about in a moment. And to be a music artist of the day, that music artist has to have had at least 3 UK number ones or more. And those 3 UK number ones had to, of course, come from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. The next 4 are from something called the Wheel of 4 Tunes, where in the Bromley Radio studio, there is a spinning wheel that has all 40 years that I play on it, that either I, my amazing producer Rachel,
hello everyone,
our great but discreet interviewer Malcolm,
hello all you fantastic Bromley Radio listeners,
or maybe if you are lucky, even a very special guest to spin the wheel for us. So the wheel chooses the years and I choose the bits of music, and then finally the last 3 bits of music are from something called Hear the Year. And what that means is that we're going to have 3 individual bits of music from 3 individual music artists that were all recorded in the same year. But what is the year? Well, that, my fine friends, is for you at home, or indeed wherever you are, to decide. And there will be 2 Hear the Years in total, Bromley Radio listeners. If you get 1 Untold Golden Year right, you will do something called Succeeded the Single. However, Bromley Radio listeners, if you manage to get both Hear the Years right, you will do something called Doing the Double. So check you're properly tuned into Bromley Radio on either your computer...
Camilla, have you turned it on and off again?
Mobile phone... Or even your Alexa device. Alexa, play Bromley Radio. Tell everyone you know that you're about to hear the greatest bits of music of all time ever, particularly people of my generation. Take it away, The Who. Thank you, guys. And at the end of the 3 bits of music from Hear the Year, I will reveal the year, and you will see if you were right. But first up will be our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. And anyway, so let's get started. Here is 1978, Boney M with Rivers of Babylon. Got to number 1 in the UK. Our first bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our first bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. The bit of music got to number 30 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 1 in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
We remember Zion.
1978, Boney M with Rivers of Babylon. Got to number one in the UK. Our first bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our first bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. The bit of music got to number 30 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number one in Australia. Boney M are a disco group that first formed in West Germany in 1974, which consisted of Liz Mitchell, MBE, vocalist, Marcia Barrett, vocalist, Maisie Williams, vocalist, and Bobby Farrell, vocalist. Liz Mitchell, MBE, birth name Elizabeth Rebecca Mitchell, also known as Elizabeth Rebecca Pemberton / Mitchell, was born on the 12th of July 1952 in Clarendon Parnish, British Jamaica, and is currently 72 years of age. Marcia Barrett, birth name Marcia Barrett, was born on the 14th of October 1948 in St. Catherine Parish, British Jamaica, and is currently 75 years of age. Maisie Williams, birth name Maisie Ursula Williams, was born on the 25th of March 1951 in Braids, Montserrat, British Leeward Islands, British West Indies, and is currently 73 years of age. And Bobby Farrell, birth name Roberto Alfonso Farrell, was born on the 6th of October 1949 in St. Nicolas, Aruba. And did you know, Bromley Radio listeners, that Boney M were created by a legendary German record producer and singer called Frank Farian, who also wrote many of the bits of music that Boney M recorded? Now, about the bit of music, Rivers of Babylon. The bit of music, Rivers of Babylon, was written by four people called Brent Dowell, Trevor McNaughton, Frank Farian, and Rayum. Although Boney M's version of Rivers of Babylon was the most famous version of the bit of music, it was not the original. The original was recorded by a legendary Jamaican reggae group called The Melodians in 1970, which did not chart in the UK, and also did not chart in the United States of America. Here is a small bit of it.
By the rivers of Babylon, where he sat down, and there he went, when he remembers Zion.
The bit of music was then recorded by a disco group called Boney M in 1978, which of course we have just heard. Boney M's version of Rivers of Babylon was number one in the UK for 5 whole weeks, and was also the most successful ever UK number one of 1978. And now here is our second. Here is, also 1978, Boney M with Brown Girl in the Ring. Got to number one in the UK, our second bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our second bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. The bit of music got number 30 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number one in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
Brown girl in the ring.
Tra la 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 la.
There's a brown girl in the ring.
Tra la 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 la.
Brown girl in the ring.
Tra la 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 la.
She looks like a sugar in a plum.
Plum plum.
Show me emotion.
Tra la 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 la.
Come on, show me.
1978, Boney M with Brown Girl in the Ring got to number one in the UK. Our second bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our second bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. The bit of music got number 30 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number one in Australia. Before Liz Mitchell became a member of Boney M, for a few years she was in a pop vocal group called the Les Humphries Singers. And the Les Humphries Singers represented West Germany at the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest with their version of a bit of music called Sing Sang Song, also 1976, which did not chart in the UK and also did not chart in the United States of America. Here is a small bit of it.
Sing Sang Song, sing a sang song, sing Sang Song, sing a sang song, sing a sing a happy on to feeding out to sing Sang Song, sing a sang song.
And then in February 1976, Mitchell got a phone call from an agency called Catcher Wolf Agency, which persuaded her to return to West Germany to join a disco group that was created by legendary German record producer and singer that I mentioned earlier called Frank Farian, called Boney M. And the rest is music history. Did you know, Bromley Radio listeners, that before Marcia Barrett became a member of Boney M, she recorded her first bit of music, which was a bit of music called Could Be Love, 1971, which did not chart in the UK, and also did not chart in the United States of America. Here is a small bit of that.
I looked into your eyes, what did I see?
And then just like Liz Mitchell, in 1975, Barrett then joined a disco group called Boney M, and the rest is music history. Now, about the bit of music, Brown Girl in the Ring. The bit of music, Brown Girl in the Ring, was written by a person called Frank Farian, who, as I mentioned earlier, is a German record producer and singer who was also Boney M's record producer and main bit of music writer. Did you know, Bromley Radio listeners, that Brown Girl in the Ring is traditional children's bit of music in the islands of the West Indies? Originally said to have originated in Jamaica as part of the children's game also known as Brown Girl in the Ring. The bit of music's lyrics instruct the game's performance as a girl enters the ring formed by children holding hands and performs a dance. Although Boney M's version of Brown Girl in the Ring was the most successful version of the bit of music, Bromley Radio listeners, it was not the original. The original version of Brown Girl in the Ring was recorded by a legendary bohemian musician called Uma in 1972, which did not chart in the UK and also did not chart in the United States of America. Here is a, yep, you have guessed it, small bit of that.
There's a brown girl in the ring, tra la 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 la, brown girl in the ring.
But unlike Boney M's version of Brown Girl in the Ring, Uma's version was titled simply Brown Girl. Boney M's version of Brown Girl in the Ring, just like Boney M's version of Rivers of Babylon, was number one in the UK for 5 whole weeks, and was also the only ever version of the bit of music to get to number one. And now here is our third. Here is October 1978, Boney M with Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord. Got to number one in the UK, our third bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our third and final bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. The bit of music got to number 85 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got to number 33 in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio,
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Born on Christmas Day.
of joy and laughter, people shouted, let everyone know there's hope for all to find peace. Oh my Lord, when in the crypt they found him, oh my Lord, a golden halo crowned him, oh my Lord, they gathered all around him to see him and adore.
October 1978, Boney M with Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord. Got to number one in the UK, our third bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our third and final bit of music in our triple play from our music artist of the day, which is Boney M. The bit of music got to number 85 in the United States of America, and the bit of music got number 33 in Australia. Before Maisie Williams became a member of Boney M, she began working as a model and eventually gained the title of Miss Black Beautiful in a contest in 1973. And after this success, Williams went on to front her own band called Black Beautiful People. And then one day in 1975, while at a restaurant, she was approached by an agent who asked her if she was interested in joining a disco group called Boney M. She accepted, and the rest is music history. And finally, last but not least, Bobby Farrell. After finishing school at the age of only 15, Farrell was a sailor for 2 whole years before moving to Norway. Farrell then went to the Netherlands, where he found occasional work as a disc jockey. Oh, just like me, Bromley Radio listeners. Anyway, he then went to Germany and became a member of a disco group called Boney M, and the rest is music history. Now, about the bit of music, Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord. The bit of music, Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord, was written by 4 people called Jester Hairston, Fred J, Hella Lauren, and Frank Farian. Did you know, Bromley Radio listeners, that Boney M's version of Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord was not the original? The original was recorded by a legendary American singer called Harry Belafonte in 1956, which got all the way to number 1 in the UK, but only got to a disappointing number 12 in the United States of America. But unlike Boney M's version of Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord, Harry Belafonte's version was simply titled Mary's Boy Child. Here is a small bit of it.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child of Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day.
Boney M's version of Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord was number 1 in the UK for 4 whole weeks. And was also Boney M's 4th and final ever bit of music that charted in the United States of America. And in 2024, Liz Mitchell was awarded an MBE for services to music and charity. Bobby Farrell died on the 30th of December 2010 in a hotel room in St. Petersburg, Russia, at the age of only 61, from heart failure. And that, my fine Bromley Radio listeners, wraps up our music artist of the day, Boney M. Well done, Boney M, you vocal legends. And thank you so much for your incredible version of the bit of music, Mary's Boy Child. Oh yes, Boney M were just incredible. Right, now the time has come for
Wheel of
Fortunes.
your host,
my amazing producer Rachel. And what Rachel is going to do in a second is spin a spinning wheel here in the Bromley Radio Studio to randomly select the next 4 years that I will choose four bits of music from. So like I said about 10 minutes ago, the spinner chooses the years and I choose the bits of music. And here she is now. Hello Rachel, how are you today?
Oh, fine, thank you Joseph.
Great, and Malcolm, how are you doing?
Oh, not bad Joseph, not bad.
Good, good. Well, Rachel and Malcolm, thank you for being with us before our first Wheel of Fortunes in this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour on Bromley Radio. Let us give it up one more time for both my amazing but shy producer Rachel and my great but discreet interviewer Malcolm, Bromley Radio listeners. So, Rachel and Malcolm, which one of you is going to do the honours and spin the Wheel of Fortunes wheel for me?
Well, Joseph, me and Malcolm have come up with a wee idea.
Oh, really, Rachel? And what idea is that, then?
That we toss a coin and whoever wins the toss gets to spin the wheel.
Malcolm, I do not believe that your name is Rachel. Anyway, that is a fantastic idea.
So, Malcolm, what will it be? Heads or tails? I'm going tails.
Well, hang on. What did you say, Rachel?
I said, Malcolm, will you go heads or tails? I'm going tails.
Yes, I know what you said, Rachel, but I completely fail to see the point in you giving me the option of heads or tails if you've clearly already decided that you are tails.
Like I said, Malcolm, heads or tails?
Well, in that case, Rachel, I suppose it'll have to be heads.
Oh, I don't know about you, Bromley Radio listeners, but I do not know what we would do without both my amazing but shy producer Rachel and my great but discreet interviewer Malcolm. They really do make my day.
All right, Malcolm, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. It is tails, which means that on this occasion, Bromley Radio listeners, I get to spin the first Wheel of Fortune's wheel in this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour.
Fair enough, Rachel.
Great. Well, in that case, Rachel, would you do the honours and spin the Wheel of Fortune's wheel for me?
Oh, yes, Joseph. Absolutely.
Great. All right then, Rachel, on the count of three. One, two, three, go! And as you can hear, people are cheering. Oh, it's exciting. And the wheel is starting to decrease speed and your adrenaline and heart rate is rising. And your ultimate dreams are all coming true. The fireworks in your brain are about to explode and it has nearly stopped. It is 1981, 1953, 1951 and 1955. Oh, I love numbers. So here is our fourth. Here is the 1st of May, 1981, Adam and the Ants with Stand and Deliver. Got to number one in the UK. Our fourth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America. And the bit of music got number 12 in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
I'm
1st of May 1981, Adam and the Ants with Stand and Deliver got to number one in the UK. Our fourth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America. And the bit of music got to number 12 in Australia. And now here is our fifth. Here is the 17th of March 1953, Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. Did not chart in the UK. Our fifth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music got number one in the United States of America. And the bit of music also got to number one in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true, or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.
The 17th of March 1953, Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. Did not chart in the UK. Our fifth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America. And the bit of music also got to number one in Australia. And now here is our sixth. Here is September 1951, B.B. King with 3 O'Clock Blues. Did not chart in the UK. Our sixth bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America. And the bit of music also did not chart in Australia. Enjoy.
Bromley Radio. Oh, 3 o'clock
September 1951, B.B. King with 3 O'Clock Blues. Did not chart in the UK. Our 6th bit of music in our 10 in a row. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America. And the bit of music also did not chart in Australia. And now here is our 7th. Here is the 15th of July 1955, Alma Cogan with Dream Boat. Got to number 1 in the UK. Our 7th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our final bit of music before our triple play from Here the Year. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America, and the bit of music also did not chart in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
You dream boats, you lovable dream boats. The kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the 7 seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle my own canoe. Sincerely, I love you so dear. Your lovable dream boats, the kisses you gave me set my dreams afloat. I would sail the 7 seas with you, even if you told me to go and paddle my own canoe. Sincerely, I love you so dearly, I'd follow you, darling.
The 15th of July 1955, Alma Cogan with Dream Boat. Got to number 1 in the UK, our 7th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our final bit of music before our triple play from Here the Year. The bit of music did not chart in the United States of America, and the bit of music also did not chart in Australia. Right, the time has now come once again for both my amazing but shy producer Rachel and my great but discreet interviewer Malcolm to join us again. And here they are now. Hello, Rachel and Malcolm. Please tell me, and of course the Bromley Radio listeners, how have you been since 20 minutes ago?
Not bad, Joseph.
Oh, so, Joseph.
Great. Anyway.
Actually, Joseph, while the first Wheel of Fortunes in this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour has been going on, both me and Malcolm have been discussing something.
Oh, really, Rachel? And what is that then?
Well, Joseph, you know that from now on that both me and Rachel have decided to toss a coin to decide who gets to spin the Wheel of Fortune's wheel.
Malcolm, once again, I do not recall your name being Rachel. Anyway, carry on.
Well, Joseph, what both me and Rachel have been up to while the first Wheel of Fortunes in this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour has been going on, is we've both been talking about the first ever coins to feature His Royal Highness King Charles III have only just come out.
Oh yes, it is very exciting, is not it? So, Rachel and Malcolm, what exactly can you tell us about them?
Well, Joseph, just in case you did not already know, it is common knowledge that His Royal Highness King Charles III has always been both a massive lover of nature and a massive campaigner of the environment. And so, as a result, Bromley Radio listeners, all the new coins have all got not only, of course, King Charles III's head on the back of them, but they have also all got things to do with nature on them. For example, our new pound coin will have 2 bees on the front of it.
Well, that is absolutely amazing, Rachel. But please tell me, what is going to happen to our current Queen Elizabeth II's coins?
Well, Joseph, you will have until the 15th of October 2024 to use them, because after that date, you legally will not be able to use them.
Great. Well, Rachel and Malcolm, thank you once again for being with us in the first hour of this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour on Bromley Radio. We will see you both in the second and final hour of this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour. But for now, as always, let us give it up one more time for both my amazing but shy producer Rachel and my great but discreet interviewer Malcolm, Bromley Radio listeners. Anyway, the time has come, once again, for Hear the Year. And like I said, what that means is that we're going to have three individual bits of music from three individual music artists that were all recorded in the same year. But what is the year? Well, that, my fine friends, is for you at home, or indeed wherever you are, to decide. And like I said, there'll be a total of two Hear the Years, Bromley Radio listeners. If you get one untold golden year right, you will do something called Succeeded the Single. However, Bromley Radio listeners, if you manage to get both right, you will do something called Doing the Double. So let's get started. Here is Doris Day with Secret Love. Got to number one in the UK. Our eighth bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our first bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. I wish you all the luck in the world and enjoy. Bromley Radio.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me, all too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star
Day with Secret Love. Got to number one in the UK, our eighth bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our first bit of music in our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number one in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. And now here is our second. Here is June Valley with Crying in the Chapel. Did not chart in the UK. our 9th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our 2nd bit of music in our triple play from Here the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number 4 in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. Enjoy. Bromley Radio.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment now. I am happy with the Lord.
With the Lord.
Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray.
Valley with Crying in the Chapel did not chart in the UK. Our 9th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our 2nd bit of music in our triple play from Here the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number 4 in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. And now here is our 3rd. Here is Frank Chaxfield with Ebb Tide. Got to number 9 in the UK. Our 10th bit of music in our 10 in a row, and our 3rd and final bit of music in our triple play from Here the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number 2 in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. I wish you all the luck in the world and enjoy.
Bromley Radio.
Thank you.
Bromley Radio.
Frank Chaxfield with Ebb Tide got to number 9 in the UK, wraps up our 10 bits of music in a row, and also wraps up our triple play from Hear the Year. But what is the year? The bit of music got to number 2 in the United States of America, and the bit of music did not chart in Australia. Well, I can tell you now that last time in Hear the Year, we had Engelbert Humperdinck with Release Me, got to number 1 in the UK. We had The Turtles with She'd Rather Be With Me, got to number 4 in the UK. And then finally we had Plastic Penny with Everything I Am, did not chart in the UK. All in the year of 1967. And this time we had Doris Day with Secret Love, got to number 1 in the UK. We had June Valley with Crying in the Chapel, did not chart in the UK. And then finally we had Frank Chaxfield with Ebb Tide, got to number 9 in the UK. All in the year of, drum roll please, 1953. Yes, that was the year 1953. That was the year that Doris Day with Secret Love got to number 1 in the UK. That was the year that June Valley with Crying in the Chapel did not chart in the UK. And finally, that was the year that Frank Chaxfield with Ebb Tide got to number 9 in the UK. Another 10 bits of music in a row next time in the first hour of Joseph's Double Golden Hour, probably after the Bromley Radio weather. And don't forget, Bromley Radio listeners, both the messages from my amazing but shy producer Rachel and my great but discreet interviewer Malcolm, as always, are
just be as you are, or rather, just be yourself.
John Lennon may have been a Beatle, but he did not have wings like Sir Paul McCartney, MBE.
I hope to see you soon for more of the greatest bits of music of all time ever. I wish you all the luck in the world until then. Thank you very much for listening to the first hour of this particular Joseph's Double Golden Hour on Bromley Radio. Thank you and goodbye.
Bringing Bromley together.